Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 14th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. The Financial Times has declared an end of an era, that era being cord-cutting to save money, noting that a typical bundle of the top U.S. streaming services, Netflix, Disney+, Max, Hulu, Warner Brothers Discovery, etc., will cost about $87 this fall after recent price hike announcements, compared with $73 a year ago. It also points out the average cable TV package also costs around $83 per month. Higher interest rates and media stock price dips are both factors that made Disney in particular raise subscription fees twice in less than a year. Columbia Business School professor David Rogers tells The Times, quote, "From a business point of view, streaming was going to have to move in this way. The price point was going to have to go up. This was accelerated by the fact that we no longer have cheap debt to flood the market with streaming content." In his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says that Apple's planning a big Apple Watch refresh, but not the upcoming models due next month. The new models reportedly will only have minor refreshes. Gurman reminds us that last year, the Apple Watch Series 8 model's new thing was body temperature sensor. In 2021, it was a larger display. In 2020, Apple boosted watch performance with the Series 6. Certainly all improvements, but incremental. The Apple Watch Series 9 is expected to be announced alongside the iPhone 15 at an event scheduled for September 12th. The U.S. Cybersecurity Review Board, or CSRB, which investigates major cybersecurity incidents, said it will seek a broader review of the recent intrusion of U.S. government email systems with data provided by Microsoft. The board has been seeking a probe after learning of the Microsoft Cloud breach, which saw China state-backed hackers break into government email accounts, including U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, several officials at the U.S. State Department, and other organizations which were not made public. According to a Reddit post, YouTube has started testing a new anti-ad blocker pop-up for non-premium viewers. The warning includes a countdown timer in the top right corner between 30 and 60 seconds before an ad plays. It also explains the benefits of YouTube Premium and offers options to allow YouTube ads or try YouTube Premium. From late last week, a new Instagram music feature lets users add a song as a soundtrack to their carousel posts. Olivia Rodrigo's new song, Bad Idea, Right, is the first to try it out, where Instagram users can attach her song, or another song of their choice, to soundtrack a carousel post with multiple photos. Instagram is also letting followers add their own content to their original reels by adding an Add Yours sticker to make a video based on a prompt, at which point they'll have a chance to be highlighted by the original creator or artist. Ford announced it's hiring former Apple Vice President of Services Peter Stern. Stern helped build Apple TV+, among other Apple services. He will now be leading Ford's effort in improving customer software experience. Stern departed Apple earlier this year after 6 years to build innovative customer experiences by integrating hardware, software, and services. Stern will report directly to CEO Jim Farley. Amazon is rolling out AI-generated review summaries to a subset of users in the U.S. on Amazon's mobile app. It's designed to condense hundreds or even thousands of reviews into a one-paragraph blurb about any given product on the platform. Amazon says the reviews are available across a broad selection of products. The Verge notes, one example reads, quote, "Customers like the color of the television. They say that the colors are bold and realistic with deep blacks. Customers also appreciate the picture quality and value of the product. However, some customers have different opinions on brightness, sound quality, performance, and ease of setup." End quote. My giggle's mine. PayPal has a new CEO, Alex Chriss, who previously ran the small business and self-employed group at Intuit. Chriss will take the reins from PayPal CEO Dan Schulman beginning September 27th. Schulman has held the CEO role since PayPal split from eBay back in 2015. He announced he planned to step down earlier this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.